Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very extra special guest, Mr. Brian Cunningham, who is the Assembly Member for District 43 in Brooklyn. Welcome, sir. So good to have you.
Thank you so much. Good to be back on the show.
Our pleasure. So, we can't wait.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King had a phrase talking about the fierce urgency of the moment, the fierce urgency of now. I think we live in those moments every so often. I think this is one of those moments when you think about some of the recent shootings in Buffalo, Texas, and even in Philadelphia this past weekend. There's a sense that as legislators, as people who care about communities, we have to act quickly. It doesn't apply just to gun violence. It pertains to public health and people's access to health care. Prices going up at the gas tank and in the grocery stores, and even people's access to quality affordable housing. I think this is a moment for us as a state to lead the nation and to do some really big things. So, yeah, we're diving right in foot first.
Okay, great. So I know you recently won the special election. The primary is on June the 20th. But just tell us a little bit about yourself. What led you to where you are right now?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I describe it sometimes as saying that this is a 20-year history of doing work in a community. I remember when I first got involved in politics, I had no inclination of wanting to do politics. I worked at a high school. It was a transfer high school with kids who were overage or undercredited for the grade level. Wanted to find out who made decisions on public policy for schools. Found out it was state lawmakers 160 miles away in Albany. Started an internship with a state senator, Kevin Parker, at the time. That turned into a job as a special assistant, as a deputy chief of staff. Went on to work in City Hall as a city council chief of staff. Worked with President Obama. So I think just like trying to figure out how to solve problems and realizing that policymakers had the capacity not only to affect one block, one school, one community, but to affect a state became this journey and this hunger to want to do this. It was exciting when I saw the opportunity in January that there'd be a vacancy in a state legislator. It wasn't really a goal to be a state legislator. I wanted to be a city council member. But I think in being a state legislator for 2 months, we've done a lot of good things. We brought home over $1.5 million in capital funding for our schools, over $500,000 for nonprofits, and passed 4 pieces of legislation that the governor will sign into law in the next few weeks. So really excited about what we've done over the last 2 months and really looking forward to getting back to do some work over the next 2 years.
Okay, great. So we know that District 43, you know, has so many different issues, and it's an immigrant issue. It's an immigrant community. What are some of the main concerns and priorities that you're looking to address?
Yeah, I think the big things for me is obviously housing is a huge thing. In our community, we've seen rents increase over 90% in the last few years. So it's becoming more and more expensive to live in that community, whether you're a renter or a homeowner with property taxes going up. I think economic development is also a critical issue, particularly in a heavily dense Caribbean and Black American community. We have a lot of people who are entrepreneurs but don't have access to capital to start their businesses. I think unleashing that capital to help them kickstart that innovation is really important. The last thing I think that's been really important, and we've noticed it particularly over the last 2 years, is public health crisis. Mm-hmm. COVID-19 has certainly ravished our communities, respiratory health, but there's been underlying conditions of health that have been disparaged in our communities for a long time. Think about hypertension, diabetes, and some of the foods and access to food in our community. COVID-19 came and just exacerbated it. So happy that it happened to wake us up, sad of how many people we lost as a result of it, but now focusing on how do we get people at a strong baseline of health, having healthcare facilities like downstate in Kings County that are going to be 21st century hospitals to help address some of these issues, both in wellness and in care.
So I mentioned immigrants. We know the importance of immigrants. They help build this country. Mm-hmm. New York is a city of immigrants, and you also have an immigrant background.
Yeah.
June is Immigrant Heritage Month and Caribbean American Heritage Month. So what is your message?
Yeah, you know, let me just say as a first-generation American, my mom got here with $56 in her pocket in the 1970s. which wasn't a lot of money then. It's not a lot of money now. And today her son is a state legislator representing one of the largest Caribbean communities in the state of New York. You know, I'm really excited about that because of all the innovation that the Caribbean community has built in Brooklyn, but also beyond Brooklyn in the United States. You know, this month is a month to celebrate ourselves, whether you're Jamaican, Trinidadian, Haitian, or from Barbados. It's really an exciting time to be a Caribbean American. Really excited to think about how we now shift our priorities from just celebrating those history months to really making sure that resources from the state of New York and the United States reach those Caribbean areas and we're able to do some economic development between the two. And we see this time and time again with other communities. There are many countries around the world that the United States government sends money to and aid to and does trade and commerce with. Certainly the Caribbean is on my mind as it pertains to that. And very excited also, special shout outs to Nick Perry, a former state legislator who's now the ambassador of Jamaica. So excited about what's in store for us with newfound relationship and connection.
There's a Summit of the Americas happening in Los Angeles. So hopefully we get something meaningful out of that in besides a photo op.
Are you inviting me to come?
No, it's happening right now, so I think it's too late for us.
I have some other stuff in my mind, June 28th.
Okay, great. So I know, you know, you mentioned some of the concerns, and one of them is criminal justice.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you know, so before becoming a state legislator, a lot of people don't realize I spent the last 5 years working on criminal justice reform. How did that happen? In 2016, the city council had passed a meaningful piece of legislation called Ban the Box. And Ban the Box essentially said that anyone with a criminal record could not be, they could ignore checking that box that they had a criminal record until they received the job, so they had a fair shot at seeing if they qualified. There was too much discrimination prior to that. And if the person did commit, in fact, a crime, only if that crime applied to the job they were applying for would they be denied. For instance, if you were a bank robber, you couldn't apply for a bank as a bank teller. But if you were cleaning, it wouldn't affect it. So when I was running for city council in 2017, I would go around talking to young people about this, and I became known as the Ban the Box guy. When I lost a race, I began working for a group called Save Our Streets Brooklyn, an anti-gun violence program that helped returning citizens who were formerly incarcerated get meaningful work to reduce gun violence in their neighborhoods. Then I spent the next 3 years working at a place called the National Institute for Criminal Justice Reform. I'm really excited about that work because it kind of gives me a lens on what kind of reforms are needed. Many times people look at criminal justice reform and conflate that with disregarding public safety. That is far from the truth. We are to hold people who are violent offenders accountable, but we also ought to give grace to people who made mistakes in their youth or even as adults and make sure that we can expunge those records that are not productive to who they were in the worst day of their lives compared to what rehabilitation is taking place now.
Okay, so I know that you care about our seniors, and you know, obviously they deserve the opportunity to live a life with dignity. So let's talk about what you've been doing in that regard.
Yeah, so the 43rd Assembly District is actually positioned to be a what they call a NOR, which is a naturally occurring aging community. So what we ought to do is definitely make sure that we provide more senior housing. I spent the last 3 days at different senior housings in the district. Albany Housing was one I was at yesterday. But realizing that we haven't built enough senior housing, we haven't had enough food assistance for seniors, particularly with grocery prices going up. So those are things that my office is working on. We allocated about $250,000, $250,000 towards food security to the campaign against hunger to help senior citizens access fresh produce, particularly as the price of food goes up. My mother's 70 years old. She wasn't a union worker. She is on her Social Security and doesn't have a pension. And I can just see, based on my own experience of helping my mom out, that there's so many seniors who don't have children who are in a position to help because they're also rent burdened. So we have to do more to provide a resource as far as seniors, particularly on housing, because housing is what takes up, I think, 50 to 60% of most people's incomes, whether it be their salaries or their pensions or their Social Security.
And also, seniors need protection from deed fraud and predators in the community.
You know, big thing. The Attorney General, Letitia James, has been doing a phenomenal job leading the charge on that and making sure that seniors don't get deed theft. It's rampant in Brooklyn, particularly as many unscrupulous developers, because I don't say developers because there are many good developers in the city, but there's some unscrupulous ones who have been, you know, giving seniors to run around and taking their properties from underneath them and building these luxury towers that push folks out of community. So shout outs to the Attorney General for the incredible work her and her team is doing on that stuff.
Okay, great. So I know that, you know, as I mentioned before, that there was a special election and the June 28th election, and you've had lots of support and endorsements. You want to share some of that with
us? Yeah, I mean, we've been supported by 1199, one of the largest labor unions in the country. We were supported by DC37, supported by NYSNA, which is the nurses, supported by New York Committee for Change, Tenants PACs, Writers Alliance, a number of organizations. I think part of that has been, one, the body of work we produced prior to being elected. And I think part of that is also our ability to connect with them and work with them as a co-governor in the legislative process, both in our budget and in our legislative process. So excited to have their support, but most importantly, the support of the community has been the thing that's lifted me the most. We won that election 2-1 in terms of vote total, and we're looking to expand that on June 28th and really send a message that District 43 is not for sale. District 43 is an independent district that wants independent leadership and someone who's going to be a thoughtful leader who is homegrown and homebred and continues to fight for their community.
Excellent. So how can the community get to learn more about your campaign and support it?
Yeah, so the big thing is going to our website, www.cunningham4ny.com. So that's CUNNINGHAMFORNY.com. Or they can check out our social media at Cunningham, the number 4NY is our social media handles, both Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Okay, so Mr. Cunningham, there are a lot of Johnny come lately's into the race, and yeah, we know that you've been working in the community for the past 20 years. Just remind our audience why it is that you are the only choice on June the 28th for District 43.
I think I'm the only choice because for those reasons, right? In 2 months, we've passed 4 bills that are going to be law. There are many state legislators, no disrespect to my colleagues, who have not passed a single bill in 4 years. That is pretty impressive. We brought home resources to our community, $1.5 million in capital funding directly to our schools and to some of the cultural institutions and hospitals. We've spent over $500,000 just on helping nonprofits continue to support communities. But most importantly, we've shown up. Just this week, we were at two buildings at 221 Linden Boulevard, where we need to stand up for tenants who were experiencing molding and asbestos in their apartments. We've been on the ground fighting issues of transportation and equity and pay equity. And we continue to show up for issues like gun violence, as we've seen in Buffalo passing some of the most stronger gun laws in the country. We are excited about continuing to serve this community. We've done a lot in 2 months, and we're looking forward to serving for the next 2 years.
Okay, so we look forward to having you back again, you know, to talk about what you're going to be doing for the next 6 months. We wish you the very, very best on June the 28th. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.